Leading the news this morning, a report into Northern Ireland's Bloody Sunday massacre has found the killing of 13 Catholic protesters by British soldiers was unjustified. British Prime Minister David Cameron has apologised for the deaths as he handed down the findings. It found that none of the 13 civilians taking part in that march in 1972 were armed. A congressional hearing in the US has heard major oil companies are just as unprepared as BP for a large-scale oil spill. Representatives from major oil firms defended their practices, attempting to blame the incident on BP rather than offshore drilling. The Red Cross says hundreds of people have died in ethnic violence in southern Kyrgyzstan. The UN Refugee Agency says more than a quarter of a million people have now fled deadly clashes between Kyrgyz and ethnic Uzbek residents. An unusual political event will take place in New South Wales today, with state leaders holding an election debate entirely on Twitter. It's being billed as the world's first political debate on the social networking site. The Premier Christina Keneally, Opposition Leader Barry O'Farrell and Greens MP Lee Rhiannon will take part. The Penrith by-election will be held on Saturday. And crews will resume their search today for a Tasmanian man feared to have drowned on a whitewater kayaking trip in the United States. 29-year-old Leon Wescombe was kayaking on the Consumers River yesterday east of Sacramento. He was last seen disappearing into rapids.